Okay, we're on. Today's daf is daf Ayin Vav. We got a couple of very important halachah l'maaseh topics today. Towards the second half, which we'll get to, we're going to talk about eating meat and fish together. Talk about using the same one oven, and talk about what's called kavish kemevushal. All those three sugyas come up today. So let's start, and Beis Hashem, we'll see how far we get. The Mishnah said on Ayin Hema Beis, continuing to discuss how are we so led the Karban Pesach. So says the Gemara, as we remember, says the Mishnah, as we said yesterday, the whole Karban Pesach has to be roasted through the heat of the fire, not through the heat of anything else. So says the Mishnah, Naga b'charso shel tanur yiklo bes mekomo. Let's say you are roasting on a spit, and then for some reason a piece of the Karban Pesach touches the wall, the inner wall of the oven. So yiklof es makomo, you have to peel off that place. You have to peel off that place because that place has now been cooked by the oven and not been cooked by the fire. So that's why that spot has to be peeled off. Nataf me rotvo al hacheres. Let's say a drop of the Karban Pesach, of its juices, drips down from its rotev on cheres, on the oven, v'chazar elav, and then goes back onto the Karban Pesach. So now we're talking about something hot, yitol es mekomo. So we assume there, the hot moisture not only got to the outer layer of the Pesach, but got absorbed in the Pesach, and therefore you not only need klifa, which is the lowest level of what you would need, just peeling off the outer layer, but yitol es mekomo, you have to take out a chunk of the karma of the meat where you think it might have gotten absorbed. That's yitol es mekomo. So there's klifa and there's nitil es mekomo. Why are you doing all this? Why are you taking it out? Not only because you're not allowed to eat it. It wasn't roasted properly, but as Rashi explains here, that this is called psulei mekdashim. This is a part of the Pesach that is now pasul because it was heated by something else, and therefore there's a mitzvah to burn it. So this is a burn psulei mekdashim, and that's why you take it out. Again, the lowest level is klifa, peeling off. The next level up is netila, taking off a spot. Natav me rotvo al hasolets yikmos es mekomo. Let's say some of the drop of the sauce of the Pesach fell onto flour, and again, now nothing fell back on. But you want to be able to burn what has to be burned. So how much do you take off? So yikmos es mekomo, you take a bunch of the flour, as much of the flour that you think the sauce got absorbed in. We'll talk about in the Gemara, is the flour hot, is the flour cold? That will come up. That's the first half of the Mishnah. Second half, sachu b'shem and truma. Let's say you smeared the Karban Pesach with truma oil. So we saw earlier in the Masechta, in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to smear it b'shas the tzaliyah. So let's say you smeared it with shem and truma. So it depends. Im chabur es kohanim yochelu. So if you're a group of kohanim, then wonderful, because you're allowed to eat truma, and therefore maybe it's a combination even of truma and kachim in all one big mitzvah. I don't know what bracha you'd make if the because there's a bracha of achilas truma and a bracha of achilas kachim. Zevach. So I'm not sure if you'd make one bracha, two bracha. Maybe shemen is not by n. Shemen is just you go by the ikker, but it's a berachas a mitzvah. So usually you don't go by the ikker, by berachas a mitzvah. There's no ikker. You know the mitzvah chavilas, right? You don't group mitzvahs together. So I'm not sure, but if this is what you did with the eved, and if you're a group of kohanim, then you're allowed to eat it. Im Yisrael, who, if it's a group of Yisraelim, though, im chay, who, if the meat was raw when you smeared it with the oil, yadichel, then just clean it off, wash it off, and then it's fine. As we mentioned, that cold is not boleya, but not just cold, this is raw. Cold raw is not boleya at all, does not absorb at all, therefore you could just rinse it off. Just like if you have a raw piece of meat that fell into milk, you know, just rinse it off and it's fine. It's not nothing happened if it's raw. V'im tzliyu, but if it's roasted, yiklof es achitzo. But if it's, again, for Yisraelim, and you wiped it with truma oil, so you have to peel off the outside layer. You have to peel off the outside layer because Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. And so the Karen Ora asks, why don't you say Asi Docha Los Asay? The Asay of Achilas Kachim should be Docha the Los Asay of the Isser of Zarab of Achilas Truma. So you could say maybe this is an Isser Sheish, but we say Shemayim. Maybe it's more Chamer. But he suggests that there's a Tosfos that says maybe there's a difference between an asay lefnei hadibur and the asay la'achar hadibur. Maybe an asay that has its roots lefnei matan Torah, you know, that is a different kind of asay in terms of this halacha. Again, relates to the issue that we discussed a number of times about nitna Torah v'deschach halacha, where all the halachos repeated at Maimon Har Sinai by Moshe Rabbeinu, and why does it have and why is it incumbent upon us? So that type of answer says maybe there is a remnant of an idea that's of an asay that had its roots lefnei Har Sinai, you know, would still be different than an asay la'achar Har Sinai. That's what he says. You don't say has to do halos asay, and the Israelim have to peel it off. Sachu b'shemesh al ma'aser sheni. Let's say it was speared with ma'aser sheni oil. So ma'aser sheni oil can be eaten by anybody in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says lo ya'asenu damim al b'nei chabura. It should not be. Let's say you're a sheep owner, or you own the oil, and you want the bnei chabura to pay for the oil. So you're not allowed to make the bnei chabura pay for the oil. Shein podin, or different gersos. Rashi has a mochrin ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to do business with ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. Tosfos said this is a didrabanan, because really the d'oraisa is you're just not allowed to be pode ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. Right? The halacha is that ma'aser sheni is in the first and second and fourth and fifth year, I have to take ma'aser sheni up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. If it's too much to schlep, I'm allowed to be poda it, switch the kedusha from the fruit onto the money, and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. But once I have ma'aser sheni fruit in Yerushalayim, there's a halacha that I'm not allowed to be poda the fruit now. Once it's in Yerushalayim, it's called kaltu mechitzos. The mechitzos have already sanctified it. Therefore, you cannot be poda it. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, according to Tosfos, that an extension of that, you can look at five lines up from the end of Tosfos, V'nir al-ri, Debi Yerushalayim gazru midrabanan mechira atu pediya, to aser min ha-Torah. Pediya is aser midaraisa to do in Yerushalayim. So the Chazal goes there, mechira, because it's similar to pediya. L'ashpanira, to lo aser mechira, lem should be zayon mitzvah. Right? You're not supposed to be doing business with mitzvahs, with Ma'aser Sheni, and therefore, that is aser. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now we get into the Gemara. Itmar. Cham l'tocham, divrei hakol aser. Something hot falls into something hot. Let's say you have a hot piece of meat that falls into a hot cup of milk. So, aser, then everything becomes one big hot mess, and you have basa b'chalav now, and the whole thing is aser. Or you have Rashi says you have treif. You have something treif that falls into a heter. So if they're both hot, so then everything's aser. Soni l'tok tzonein, and if, let's say, if you want to use it, you have to kasher it. Soni l'tok tzonein, divrei hakol mutter. But if it's cold and cold, everything's mutter. You know, you just wash it off, you rinse it off, not a problem. Ah, what's the issue? Where one is hot and one is cold. Cham l'tok tzonein, soni l'tok cham. What if the thing on top that's falling in is hot, and it falls into cold, or vice versa? So it's a well-known machlokas. Rav Amar ilo agvar, ushmuel Amar tata agvar. Which one wins? Which one is the machriya? The upper one or the lower one? Rav says, ilo agvar, the upper one wins. And therefore, if the upper one, let's say, it is treif falling into something cold, something that's mutter. So if the treif piece of meat is falling in and that's hot, says Rav, that top piece makes the whole interaction hot. It's all labeled as hot. That's ilogvar. The whole interaction between these two items is called cham, and therefore it's aser, because cham is balaya. And therefore, there would be a mixture that would be ne'asar. According to Shmuel in that case, who holds tatog, according to Shmuel, holds tatogvar. So if you have a hot piece of meat falling into cold milk, so then you would not say that the whole thing becomes treif. Right, because the interaction is labeled as cold, because tatogvar, the bottom one, wins, and there might be some heat in the cooling off process, but we assume that the bottom one cools off the top one, and therefore, that is the halacha. Right, so Rav says ilogvar, Shmuel says tatogvar. This relates, we're not going to talk about it again, this relates to what we discussed two times in the past, earlier in Pesachim and in Masechah Shabbos, the sugya of Irui. When you pour something in Tosfos, and all those Tosfos has three deos in a number of places, Daf Mem Aleph and Shabbos and others, is three deos, what the halacha with pouring something boiling hot on Shabbos? Irui Kli Rishon. So what status is that? Three deos in Tosfos. Whether Irui Kli Rishon has the same status as a Kli Rishon, because until it hits a Kli Sheni, it's called a Kli Rishon, or do you say no? The second that it leaves the sides of a Kli Rishon, it's called a Kli Sheni. Those are the two extremes. And we pass it in the middle. We pass it that Ibris Mevashal Kedei Klipa. That pouring, it cooks the outer layers. That's why something, let's say, like tea leaves, which only have a very thin layer, so it cooks that. But it's Ibris Mevashal Kedei Klipa. So in that Tosfos talks about this issue of Tatog Varni Logvar, because that's the issue. Ibris is assuming if it's boiling hot, that Ilah Agvar. What are we paskin here? What are we paskin between Ilah Agvar and Tata Agvar? It comes up very, very important. So if you look on the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin, Shulchan Aruch here in Simin Tzadik Aleph, we're going to be doing a lot of Yaradeya today, in Simin Tzadik Aleph, Siv Dalet, says the Shulchan Aruch, Basav Echalav Roastim Shunisarvu Yachad, Basav meat and milk that got boiled together. V'yafilu basar tsonein l'to chalav roseach, o chalav tsonein l'to basar roseach. Hakol aser. Meaning, Shulchan Aruch paskins, tata agvar. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Shmuel. Mishum tata agvar. Ava chalav roseach shenofal basar tsonein, o basar roseach shenofal to chalav tsonein. But if you have the upper one that's hot, kolef habasar, we'll get to that later, you still have to peel off the outer layer, v'shar habasar mutar. But chalav mutar kula. We don't assume it goes in. So we pass in Tatogvar. Why do we pass in Tatogvar? So that's also discussed in the Rishonim. The Rashba in Taras Abayas said, Taras Abayas is the Rashba safer on a different in Yanim and Yerodea. The Rashba says, because something that's kavua always says, that's the one that wins. Right? It's kavua, that's the one that that's stable, that's the one that's going to be mashpia. And it's a big Musar Haskell also. But again, that's why the Rashba says we pass in Tatogvar. Others, the Issuv HaHeter, Rinyon in the Issuv HaHeter says that maybe because heat always rises. So even while as the top hot item is falling down, really the natural way of heat is to rise. That's why tatogvar is the reason. Either way, whatever reason we paskin that way, we paskin tatogvar. That's what Rashi here says. Also, Rashi in the first skinny line. Okay, so now let's see some of the Gemara, how the Gemara relates from our Mishnah to the sugya of tatogvar and ilogvar. Tana, it says the Gemara, not the Mirot V'Allah Cheres. We're going to have the same Gemara two times in a row related to two parts of the Mishnah. Not the Mirot V'Allah Cheres, the Chazari Love. So what happened? One of the cases of the Mishnah was a drop of the gravy of the Karban Pesach fell onto the earthenware side of the wall of the oven, and then after that it went back onto the Karban Pesach. Yitol Esbekomo, you got to clump out the place where it fell on. So the Havamina is the oven side that it fell on was cold. I'm not talking about that wasn't heated in the oven, it's being heated on the fire. Somehow it fell on a cold piece of cheres. So says the Gemara, Bishlamal Rav da Amri Logvar. I understand this Mishnah according to Rav, who says the upper one wins. Why? Mishum, again, wins, what does that mean? It means the upper one is the one that labels this interaction. The top upper one is hot, so the interaction is labeled as hot, and therefore there's going to be blia. If the bottom one wins, so the bottom one is going to label whatever the bottom one is. So says Bishlam Rav, according to Rav, I understand that he says ilogvar. Why? Bishlam Hachi Idilas Makom. Why? I understand the halacha. Why? The Azal Rotav Marsechle Lecheres. Because what happened? The boiling hot Karban Pesach had a drip, so that's hot. It fell onto the cheres, which is cold. But that interaction is labeled as hot because what was falling down was hot. V'hadar cheres Marsechle Lerotav. But once that interaction is labeled as hot, they're both polate and bolea to and from each other. So now that drip also got blia from the cheres. The cheres contributed to its heat. So now that drip is not called sli esh, it's called sli cheres. And therefore, once it goes back on the Karban Pesach, it causes problems. Once it falls back on the Pesach, now it roasts the Pesach because of the cheres. As we said yesterday, that's why the whole Mishnah makes sense according to Rav. But according to Shmuel, who says the bottom one wins, the bottom one labels the interaction. Cheres kivan ditzoneinu. But one second. Step one. Step one, you lose. Step one, you ruin it. Why? Because once the second that the hot drip falls from the Karban Pesach onto the cheres, that interaction is labeled as cold. Because tatogvar, the cheres is cold in the Havamina. And if that's true, so then when it goes back onto the Pesach, it shouldn't be a problem. Because this drip that fell down wasn't nivla from the cheres. It cools off the sauce. So what's the problem? Why do you have to be no-tell? Why do you have to take out the spot where the drip fell back on? So says the Gemara, Kidamar Birmiya Amar Shmuel Basolas Rosachas, just like in 10 lines from now, we're gonna have an answer of boiling flour. So Hachanami Becheres Rosach. So too here, give the answer that the Havamina was wrong. It's not cold cheres, we're talking about hot cheres. And if we're talking about hot cheres, so then even Shmuel would agree, because once the hot drip falls onto the hot cheres, so then even if you say tatogvar, it's not a problem. Because even if you say ilogvar or tatogvar, it is not a problem. Right, and that's Cham L'Tocham. That's even Cham L'Tocham, and therefore everybody agreed that it's Usher because it's labeled as hot if both are hot.
When you apply
Kavola Kach Palto, yes, so if you have something hot that was absorbed, so it would get out the same way. Let's say you would do Hagala. Let's say this, let's say something boiling hot, Shreif, fell onto your pot. So now your pot was Nifla from Isser, from Basar Mechalav, let's say. So if to boil Kach Palto means if you pour boiling hot water on top of it, so now it came out, and therefore you'd be able, you would kasha the pot. Yeah?
It's not a question either way about the outer layer.
We're going to get to the outer layer in a minute. We're going to get to the outer layer, and we're going to talk about that. Even Shmuel would agree you have to be kolif.
Even when there's no mixture, this is an empty pot.
Tatog var could be even maybe if there's an empty pot, right? If there's no mixture. Because it's still boleya, the hot, let's say you're boiling up a hot, empty pot. Or let's say something hot falls onto a cold pot, right? So that's the issue, is also shayach there. Tanan says the Mishnah also, the next line of the Mishnah, this is the same shock of Atari, right? Again. Not the mitzvah la solas equals makomo. You have a hot drop that fell on flour, a pile of flour, so then you have to be combing to the spot, you have to take out the spot where the gravy fell into. The Havamin is, we're talking about cold flour, it's a Mishnah, the Rav, the Amri Logvar, so I understand this according to Rav, who says the upper one determines, Mishnah Machi equals makomo, to understand that you have to be combing to the place. Why? To marsachol soles, because again the sauce heats up the flour, so that whole spot is called hot. To hadar hudrine, it heats up all the flour around it. Vahadra soles umar tchale ledide, and then the soles, the flour goes back and heats it because it's labeled as a hot interaction. So they both give to each other, and then it goes back onto the pesach. Because matzvi wrote, I'm sorry, even without going back onto the pesach, it itself is labeled as part of a current pesach that was roasted by something else, and therefore it has to be burned. It's Psulei HaMakdashim. The Kamatvi wrote the Machmas Chamimusa de Soles. The wrote that the sauce gets roasted by the heat of the flour. V'rachman Amitz Liyeshlos the Machmas Zavaracher. And therefore, it is a problem, and therefore you have to burn it. Because that's Psulei HaMakdashim. Right? In this case, it didn't go back onto the Pesach. Elo l'shmuel d'amar tatogvar. But according to Shmuel, who says the bottom one wins, so let's keep it the Sonenes who akurei kamekele. Right? What's the, if it's cold on the bottom, so that's the, so it cools off the sauce falling down. Lomalei equals is makomo. So why do you have to take off take out the whole spot? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel b'solas musachas, as we alluded to before, we're talking about hot flour. Talking about hot flour, so that's why it is a problem. Tanan, the next line of the Mishnah. Sachu b'shemin shal truma. The Mishnah had said, if you smear the current Pesach with truma oil, im chaburas kohanim yochelu. If it's a group of kohanim, they could eat it. Im shal Yisrael. If it's a group of Yisraelim, non-kohanim, im chayhu yadichenu. If it's raw, just wash it off. As we mentioned, cold and cold does not absorb, therefore just rinse it off. Im slihu yiklof esachitzon. If it's roasted though, if the Pesach is already roasted, it can be roasted cold, but it's already roasted, you have to be kolef the outer layer. So Bishlam al Rab to Amri Logvar. So according to the Rav, I understand this why. Amtullah Haki Sagile Beklifa, because I understand why it's enough to just peel off the outer layer. Mishum di'ilah tzoneinu. Because what happens here? You're smearing on cold oil. You're smearing it onto the carbon pesach. So, ilah agvar. And therefore, this is labeled as cold. Even though it's cold, you still have to peel off the outer layer. It's not that there's nothing that happens. There is a bliya into the external layer, as Rashi here says, that if you just wipe it on, you still have something. It's not hot and hot where it's going to be bliya. It's going to be totally absorbed in. You're going to have to be no telus makomo. But even if it's labeled as a cold interaction, there's a difference between raw and roasted, even if the roasted is cold, says Rashi. Raw could just be rinsed off. But roasted, once it's roasted, it's already softer, and therefore it does absorb within the outer layer, and therefore you have to do klifa. So according to Rav, I understand that line of the Mishnah. Because ila agvar, this is labeled as a cold interaction, so klifa would be enough. El l'shmuel d'amar tatogvar, but according to Shmuel, who says the bottom one wins, kiven d'chamu mivlabala, amai sagile b'klifa, nitza l'gamre. But according to Shmuel, the current Pesach, let's say, is cham still, the tzli is cham, and therefore you're wiping truma oil on it, so you should have to do more than just the peel off the outer layer, right? You should have to dig in, you should have to take off a piece, or nitzel gamre, it should be totally absorbed in. So Tosfos Gemara said, no, shiny sicha, demashu ba'amahu da'avida. No, smearing oil on something. You use such a tiny amount of truma, such a tiny amount of oil, so we assume that not much was absorbed. If you have a big gezunta drop that fell on, then Shmuel would say, itetagvar, and therefore you have to be kolet, you have to be no-tell. But if it's just a little oil that's smeared on the outside, so we assume it's not, didn't get much in, and therefore, even according to Shmuel, you would just have to be kolet. Tani Kavati Shmuel, finishing up here, this part of the sugya. There's a brisa, and now that we just try to ask two kashas on Shmuel, and we answer them, now we have a Tani Kavati to Shmuel, which is why, part of the reason we pass on like Shmuel, because now we have brises that support Shmuel. Cham l'tocham aser. Hot on hot is aser. V'chein sonin shenasan l'tocham aser. And also, cold that fell onto hot is aser. It's already like Shmuel, right? Because that's tatogvar. Cham l'toch sonin, v'tsonin l'toch sonin, but if you have cold on the bottom, so says the Gemara, says the brisa, mediach, that just needs a rinse. End of brisa. Now the Gemara is going to talk about this brisa. Cham l'toch sonin mediach. If it was hot onto cold, you just have to rinse it off. Given the chamu, ademekar lei, e efshad lo balapurta, klifa mia neboi. Okay, so fine, hot into cold is labeled as a cold interaction, but still, as the cold cools off the hot, doesn't it get to the outer layer at least? Doesn't, as we said before, that the outer layer should have to be niklaf? You shouldn't be able to just rinse it. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ela'ema cham l'tochtson in kolev, hot onto cold, you're right, is tatogvar, but you still have to peel off the outer layer. Son in the tochtson in mediach, but cold onto cold is, that's the one that just requires rinsing. And Tani Idach, the same brisa again, a different brisa. Basar roseach shenafel l'toch chalav roseach. Hot meat, you have a piece of hot meat that falls into your chalav roseach. A piece of gravy falls into hot chocolate. Right, I guess that's a mixture. You're never going to be able to separate them. But let's say you have something, a solid meat into some hot milchix item. V'chein sonin shenafel l'toch cham, or cold that falls into hot aser, again like Shmuel. Cham l'toch sonim, sonim l'toch sonim mediach, but hot into cold or cold into cold, you rinse off, cause tatogvar. Again, ask the Gemara. Cham l'toch sonim mediach, hina onto cold, that's just to rinse off. Kivin dechamu, ademek el yefshad lo palapurta, klifamini boy. Find the interaction is labeled as cold, but since one of them was hot, shouldn't we assume that the outer layer got through? Sela'ima, you're right. Cham l'toch sonim kolev, sonim l'toch sonim mediach. Okay, so that is the sugya of Tata Gvar and Ilo Gvar, and we pass on like Shmuel, and there are a lot of halacha l'maisa cases where it comes up. But just one alderach machshava that I saw in the Margolius Hashas, where he talks about this machlokes, apidrush, Tata Gvar and Ilo Gvar. It goes to Medrin Eicha, where the Medrin Eicha that we speak about in Tishrei and Elul, that the machlokes are Kodesh Baruch Hu with Bnei Yisrael, where Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Shuva Eli v'yashuva Aleichem. Hashem says, you know, you take the first step. Shuva Eli, Yeshuva Eli, and then I'll come back to you. Right? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, Isarusa Zilatata. He wants the awakening to come from below. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bnei Yisrael say, it's the opposite. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'Nashuva. No, you go first. You take the first step. That's the Machlokas quoted in the Medrash Eichen Perakeh. Says whoever's quote, Menachem Mendel Mivishiva, the She'eris Menachem, that maybe you can be Mechalek between these two. When it comes to mitzvahs, shimios, that's the chiluk of Rav Sadigon, that all mitzvahs can be broken up into two categories, shimios and sichlios. Sichlios are the logical ones, what we would call logical, stealing and murder and other types of mitzvahs that make sense to us, sichlios and the shimios. We hear them, but we can't give a reason for them, the shimios, shanis and other items. Some items are machlokas. Someone's machlokes be showing him. What's shimios, what's sichlios? Arayos, for example. Certain kinds of arayos. Is that a shimios or is that a sichlios? Different discussion in the Rishonim. Right? It's the fact that I can't marry whoever I want to. Let's say I want to marry, my aunt. Or let's say somebody, you know, is that sichlios or shimios? Okay, whatever it is, that's the halacha. But the machlokes shimios or sichlios. So says this Rebbe, says Rebbe Nachum Mendel, maybe when it comes to shimios, then we don't understand that so much. So we need a sarusa de la ela. Right, so when it comes to isurim, which is, let's say shimios, we need Kodesh Baruch Hu to take the first step because we don't understand that we're not going to be inspired to do it by ourselves. But shimios, let's say dini mamonis, let's say paying back loans, something like that. So for that, you know, isarusa dilatata. Okay, so that's given number one. So you have that chiluk, and you have the shimios and the sichlios. And then he says, if you think about it, isurim, that word might reflect shimios, because isurim and isurim, we don't understand, that's shimios, while dine mamonis, reflects Sichlios, because that's what we do understand. Okay, so now we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says he lo agvar, and Shmuel says tatagvar. So he says, maybe this is a remez to this machlokas. Rav says, ilo agvar. Rav says, what's ilo agvar? That is from above. Rav is arusa de la ela. Well, Shmuel says, tatagvar is arusa de la tata. So, mahakesher, one more point of information. The Gemara in Bechoros, another place it says, halacha karav bi'isurei, and halacha kishmuel b'mamoneh. So halacha karav bi isurei. Why? Because as we said, Rav says ilagvar isurei is a reflection and means isurei means the shimios. So by shimios we need this arusa de la'ela. That's ilagvar. Mashaker go to Shmuel halacha kishmuel bedine dine maminis. That's all. We pass on like Shmuel when it comes to psak of dine maminis and Ezekin. So then we say halacha kishmuel bedine because that needs this arusa de la tata, and that's if you put all these together, that's what comes out, and that's what we need because that's that makes sense to us. Okay, so that's what he talks about here. More, if you want to look it up in the Margolius Hashas. Okay, that's the Dvar Gadda for the day. So now we go back to the sugya. Omar Mar, about 10 lines up. Soni l'tok tzonein mediach. Something cold falls into cold, so then you just rinse it off. Omar Afuna, there's an exception to the rule. Lo shanu elishlo molcho. This is only if the bottom item was not heavily salted. Of a mocho, if the bottom item is very heavily salted, and it doesn't mean heavily salted like we put in a lot of salt into our food. It means real salt that they use in the butcher shops to be able to salt meat, heavily salted, inedible, of a mocho usser. But if it's mocho, then even cold on cold is usser. To Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel has the very important principle, two statements, maliach harihu kuroseyach. Something that is salted has the status of hot. Has the status of boiling, at least in one direction. Maliach is not karoseach in terms of regular hilchas bishul, because it's only in one direction, the Shulchan Aruch says. It's mavlia and not boleya. If something, we assume that something that's very salted gives off its taste to others as if it's boiling hot. But it's not boleya the taste. It's like it has this big armor on with the salt. It's not going to absorb. So if you have a dvar iser that is heavily salted, so then that gives off the taste to the other item. It's mavliya hatam l'toch the other item. That's maliyah kurosech, and that's what we pass. If you have something very heavily salted, it doesn't come up so much as if something, you're pickling something. And something that's heavily salted falls in, so then whatever the status of the pickling is, like a fleshic pickle for some reason, or something like that, so then the pickle, or the davar hamaluach, would be considered roseach regarding giving off its taste to something else. That's the halacha of maliach roseach. That comes up once in a while. Yeah.
If you're salting something on Shabbos, is that considered...
Salting on Shabbos is the malach of ma'abed. You're not allowed to salt something on Shabbos. That's malabi. So what is it? Would it be bishul? So it wouldn't be bishul either. We're going to talk about it regarding the next item. But salting something on Shabbos is a malacha ma'abid, which you would say it's tanning the cloth. So what does tanning have to do with my kitchen? So halacha is, no, what does tanning mean? Tanning means the process that they use to make hides into leather. To make hides into leather, you have to preserve it in this type of mixture, which is a very salty mixture, to make it into a leather, right? If you don't make the, if you let the hide stay, so then they're just going to become putrid, right? The animal skins. To make it into leather, you use this type of ibud, right? To be ma'abed, and that is, right? That's one of the four we had earlier in the on Daf Memvav or so, where we had the four things that you have about the mishir of a mill. Mishir of a mill was tefillah and atilas yadayim and ibud. And one other. Feeling the same, and Ibn and one other. You can look back over there. But Ibn came up there, so that's Maliach on Shabbos. You have a bigger problem besides Bishul. The second half of the statement is also very important. Kavush, how are you kemavushal? Not only is Maliach karoseach, but Kavush. Kavush is kemavushal. What's Kavush? Got to talk about this for a little bit. Kavush means saturated in a liquid. Something that is saturated in a liquid also is like it's cooked in the liquid. What does that mean? What if I put something into water for 10 minutes, I can take it out? So no, let's talk about the details. Kavush kemavushal. First of all, does this halacha only apply to sharp liquids, or does it apply to any liquid? That is a major machlokas. Rashi, in a number of places, this is the second time he says it here in Pesachim, Rashi says the whole halacha of kavush kemavushal is by chometz, by vinegar, or some other type of sharp liquid. That is Shitas Rashi. That's what Rashi here says, Kavish Bachometz. We don't pass him like Rashi. We pass him like the Rosh and other Rishonim, that Kavish means even in water, even in any type of liquid, the halach is Kavish Kemevusho. And therefore, if something is saturated, is sitting in juice, is sitting in a liquid, and it stays there for a certain amount of time, so it achieves the status of mavusho. So, what are the details of this halacha? So, first of all, the Beis Yosef writes, most Rishonim say you need 24 hours for kavishka mavusho. And therefore, let's say you have chicken soup. So you have chicken soup. Everything's fine, wonderful. You put your chicken soup into one of those plastic containers, and it sits overnight, and it's in that container for 24 hours. That container is now fleishik because of this halacha of kavishka mavushal. It was in my fridge! What are you talking about? It was cold when I put it in. It was cold overnight. It got even colder. That's the halacha of kavishka mavushal. A liquid, doesn't apply to solids, but a liquid or something in liquid that's sitting in the liquid for 24 hours, so then that is makes it considered mavushal. And that is the halacha. If you want to look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Hey, Isra Shanishwa Im Heter Me'es La'es, or let's say Isra Beheter. Let's say you have meat and milk, whatever it is. 24 hours, Bitsonein, in cold, Mikri Kavush. That's called soaking inside of it. But how are you going to mavusho? The Ne'asar Kulo, Afilu Pachos Mikan, Pachos Mikan, less than 24 hours, Bahadachasagi. Less than 24 hours, it's okay, you can rinse it off. Or let's say you take it out before 24 hours, then you can put, and you rinse it out, then you can put it back in. As long as it's not 24 hours straight, the halacha of Kavish Mavusho does not apply. But there's a halacha that not everybody's aware of. Again, in glass, if something's in glass, so the whole year we pass in that glass is not Bolea. So we mentioned in the Pesach Shir, the Kashrus Shir, last Sunday, if you missed it, it's on the web, so that we pass in glass is not Bolea, except for Pesach. Pesach were Machmer, because there were really three sheets, as we discussed it earlier, Mshachem also, left mem or so, that the, by glass, is glass not Bolea at all? Is it Bolea everything and you can't kasher it? Or is it Bolea and you can kasher it? So the whole year we assume that, we say that glass is not Bolea. On Pesach we assume that glass is Bolea, maybe it can't be kashered. That's why we don't kasher glass for Pesach. So here, but so in general, let's say you kept something in glass in the fridge overnight, so that's glass, we assume glass is not Bolea the whole year. Only for Pesach or Machmir. So it won't come up by glass. But by other items, by wood, by plastic, maybe, by other items, we would assume this halacha of kavish kimavushal. So something that one should be aware of. So relating to Menachem's question that he asked before, in the, what about Shabbos? The Chacham Sadim says it's beferish. What about if you're kavish kimavushal on Shabbos? Kavish mavushal on Shabbos. You put something in on Shabbos. So says the Chachmas Adam, you're not going to say that's going to be chayiv mishum bishal on Shabbos. That's what the Chacham Adam says. He says, "Aval ena ratzalama shi el kol davar kimavushal shayilin you basa b'chala pater." Or if are you chayiv because of basa b'chalav, it might turn fleishik, it might turn usser, but I can be chayiv for the isser. Umutter min haTorah, the chesiv lo savashu gadi b'chalevi mos mutter. That's not called the bishul of the Torah. V'chein l'inyin Shabbos v'adai pater shein chayiv lo b'toldos eish. That's why you're not going to be chayiv for Shabbos. A little difficult to understand. He quotes a Rambam. And he says maybe the Rambam says it. Oh, it's only also midrabanan kavish kimavushal. Little problem. What's the mitzius that it's going to be Yasser on Shabbos? It takes 24 hours. Unless you assume some sheet to say the stronger items are even less, like the chometz. But if it's 24 hours, how are you going to be high on Shabbos? Unless it relates to, what does it relate to? You remember? You got it. I'll give you credit. The focus between the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch, right? We discussed it in Shabbos Ayin Gimel. This is by Zoreya. When he chayv for Zoreya, it says 3 days it takes to be collate the seeds. So you're Zoreya on Shabbos, so are you chayv for Zoreya on Tuesday? Slama Freya, that was a discussion of the Rosh Shabbos Ayin Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch. Can you do something on Shabbos? What if you're Zoreya 10 minutes? What if you're Mavashel, something 10 minutes before the end of Shabbos? Is it a special thing by Zoreya? Does it apply by all Malachas, putting something into motion? So again, that Minchas Chinuch, Rosh Shash, relates to this discussion of is it possible to be chayv kosh mavusha? What's the Hechi Timsi? That you be chayv for Bishal on Shabbos. Okay, that is an important halacha lemaisa issue of kavish kimavusho maliach karoseach tatal varani logvar. We've had a bunch already today, so now let's continue. Oh, we need more time. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hadar Meshmua Maliach Hari Hu Karoseach Lo Amar Nezronech Machas Molcho. This only applies if it's very heavily salted that it's inedible. Avon Nechazach Molcholo. But if it's eaten Machmas, if it's still edible, then that's not called salted regarding this halacha. Ahuba goes on the Rav Lakada de Kamcha. There was a bird that fell into a kad of Kamcha. Kamcha is a milchik, it's like kutach, Rashi says. A milchik dish. Shayer of Chinna Braid the Ravimi Pashronya. This Rav matered it, right? Because he didn't assume that Kamchu was salty enough. Amar Rava Manda Chakim Lamisha Milsa. Who is so smart to matter this? Kiha, like this. Ilav Rav Chinna Braid the Ravimi Pashronya. It must be that Rav Chinna. The Gavar Rabbi, he's an amazing Rav, and therefore he must have known that it was edible, it wasn't salty enough. Amar Lacha, Kiyama, the next line. Kiyama Shmu Amalecha Riko Reseyach, Yenechabach was Mocho. Hi, Nechabach was Mocho. And that's what he said. He said it must be that he assumed that this was edible. V'hani milichai. Next limit. When do you say it's mutter if it falls onto salt and the salt is still edible? That's not called salty. That's only if what fell on was raw. Abol tzli boy klifa. But if something roasted already fell onto the salty item, then even if the salty item isn't very salty, it's only a little bit salty, so you still need klifa. You still have to peel off the upper item because it's roseach a little bit. Still, it's considered a little hot. V'lo amar nedeles bepili. This is only if it doesn't have any cracks in it. Right, you spoke about the heart on Shabbos. But if it has cracks, it's aser because we assume it was a total mixture, total irbuv, and there's no way to make it kosher. But and also if it has a lot of spices, that's also going to be aser. Period. Next sugya. Okay, let's talk about ovens. Amar Rav. Basar shchuta shamein should slow and basar nevela kachush asur. Rav says this is the sugya that's called recha milsa or recha lav milsa. Basar shchuta shamein. You have fatty kosher meat with lean nevela treif meat in the same oven, right? Slow. You roasted it together. Asur, that is asur. Why? Rashi explains here that this is an even bigger chiddush. Even if the treif meat is not bubbly and fat, right? Rav says both directions because Rav holds the principle of recha milsa. Recha, the reach, the steam that go, not even the steam, the aroma of the items intermingle. My time and mafatmi mehadadi, and they each went on each other, and therefore you assume just like the fatty kosher meat went into the lean one, it went back and forth, and therefore it is asur. That is called recha milsa. The Sfas Emes notes here that the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem Gimel Mem Dalet had makoros for tam ki ikur, had makoros for hetem istarif leisur. Where's the makor for recha milsa? So the Sfas Emes says it must be nisa derabanan. Because there's no makor given in the Gemara. So it must be an Issa D'Rabbanan. That is the Sfas Emes. So that's what Rav says. Recha Milsa. It is something significant. And therefore you have to be worried about it. V'levi amar afilu basar shchuta kachush. She's slow and basar nevela shamein mutter. No. Even kosher meat that's kachush with fatty treif meat in the same oven. Not a problem. My taima. Recha ba'amahu v'recha la milsu. No, because that's just recha. And recha is lav milsa. Avid levi uvda be'resh galusa. Big diva davar acher. And levi even matered it in the case of the resh galusa. We're in the same oven, you had a gdi, a goat cooked with a pig, right? And in that case, he mounted it because he held recha is lav milsa. Again, we don't have time to get into the halacha lemaisa about cooking things in the same oven, having one oven for bokhus and fleishiks. How long do you have to wait in between? Do you have to wait at all? There are different shitas. You can look, there's an RJJ journal from Rabbi Jachter about it, with all the different shitas of the poskim related to two ovens. Again, lechatchila, if somebody lives affluent enough and able to have two ovens, that's always best. But again, there are heterim. Let's say Pesach, let's say Shuas, you want to use a fleishik oven for a cheesecake. How do you do it? But again, this is the issue. One very important, I'll just mention the issue and then we'll move on. One very important issue is that there are two issues usually discussed in this context. Recha and Zeya. Reach is aroma, Zeya is like the Schwitz, the steam that goes from one to the other. Zeya is nowhere in the Gemara. Only Reach is in the Gemara. The Chuvus Arash quotes Zeya. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, so the question is, why isn't it in the Gemara? That's a big mystery. Isn't it in the Gemara because their ovens were different, and the Rush's ovens were different than the Gemara, and our ovens might be different than the Rush's? So that's the one part of the issue. Zeya is nowhere in the Gemara, but Recha is in the Gemara. So that's where Recha Milcha, Recha La Milsa. What do we paskin? We paskin in Shulchan Aruch Recha Milsa Lechatchila. But with Yevet, it's not going to oser the food. That's what we paskin by Recha Milsa. So Meisvei, we continue. And also Zeya, I didn't mention Zeya is only by liquids, not by solids. By solids, you're not going to have any liquid steam coming up. That's why the issue of Recha is by solids and by liquids. Meisvei, ain't so shtei psachim ke'echad rebeat harovez. You can't roast two psachim together because of the mixture. So my lab, what kind of mixture are you worried about? Roasting two psachim together. My lab tarovez ta'amim, aren't you worried about the mixture of tastes? The kasha levi, and this is talking about Recha. And therefore, it's a kasha levi, says Recha la milsa. Love the tarovez gufa. No, levi says, no, you're worried that you're going to get mixed up with the two animals because you need the minuyin. You have 10 people appointed to each carbon, you're not going to remember which gdi goes to which family. So Achraim is tavern. It makes sense. But Tani Seifa, because the very next line says, Afilu Gdiva Tleh. Even, you're not allowed to do this, even by Gdina Tleh. So what's the Chiddush? It makes sense, because even though they're two different animals. If the issue is you're worried about getting the bodies mixed up, that's the hemshuch, that's the segue. It says it's usher to mix up two goof. And even a case where you don't think you're going to get mixed up, you still have to be worried. But if it's about the issue of taste, what difference does it make what kind of animal it is? So it must be an issue of tarovis, mixing up the bodies and not mixing up the tastes. If that's true, lo lema tavi chiyuv to the Rav, so to go back to Rav, Sakash and Rav now, because then this price is a raya that recha lav milsa. So Rav would say, Omar b'yir b'yir, no. No, Rav would say it's talking about a case where you roasted it in two separate pots. One second. Two different pots. That's not the case of the Brisa. And anyway, you're talking about roasting things. That's talking about pots. Not putting anything in the pots when it comes to a carbon Pesach. Really, it means roasting it on two spits in a situation which is like two pots. Rashi says you have like this big pile of ashes in between. So there is a separation. And this is how Rav reads the Brisa. You're not allowed to roast them together because of the mixture. My tarovis, tarovis, ta'amim. Tastes because of Recha Milsa, the Afilu Ke'en Shtei Kadeiros Delekat Harovas Ta'amim, and even in a situation where there's no shash of the Recha going across, because you have this big break in between, also B'nei Tarovas Gufin Afilu Kadeiros Ta'amim. So Rav also is worried about Tarovas Gufin, but that's an addition. He's worried about Tarovas Ta'amim first, and then he's worried about Tarovas Gufin. Period. Rav Mari Kitanoi. Rav Mari says maybe this issue of Recha Milsa is a machlokas tanoim. Rav and Levi, it's a parallel machlokas. Mishnah in Shrumos. Harode paschama v'nasal pichavas yain shel truma. Let's say you have a barrel of truma wine, which is the aroma is wafting out, and you put a nice big challah right on top of it, and there's no space for the aroma to get out except into the challah. That's the case. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Oser, Rabbi Meir asers that challah for non-kohanim, because we assume that the wine went into the challah. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yossi Matir, b'shal chitin, b'osa b'shal sa'orim. Rabbi Yehuda is Matir, Rabbi Yossi says no, chitin, wheat challah is mutter, but barley challah is aser, b'shal sa'orim shavos, because I assume barley absorbs more. That's what he says. My lav tanoi. Should we say this is machlokas tanoim? Exactly what we were talking about. Demarsav arecha milsa. Demarsav arecha milsa. He. So Gemara says lelevi vada tanoi. According to Levi, who says recha lav milsa. So you have to say this is machlokas tanoim because you have no other explanation for the shitos that are oser. You have to say it's a machlokas and he paskins recha lav milsa. Lerav neima tanoi. According to Rav, am I forced to say that this is a machlokas tanoim? Says the Gemara, no. Maybe Rav could explain that everybody holds like him. Really, Rav says everybody holds Recha Milsa. La bit mer Allah, because after all, didn't we have a statement about this Mishnah? The Ahi Amar Abba Barchana Amar Shalakish. Rish Lakish explained the Mishnah as follows. The pas cham of a chavis psucha. If you have a hot piece of hot chal that just came out of the oven, and you put it on an open barrel without a cover, so there we call usser. Everybody would agree there that it's usser, because Recha Milsa. The pas sonenes. If it's a cold challah and you have a covered barrel, so everybody agrees that's mutter, because there's no recha there. It's not recha la milsa, there's no recha. Lo nechleku, the machlokas in the Mishnah is el b'pas cham b'chavis chasuma, pasonenes b'chavis psucha. If you have either a hot challah or an open barrel, the machlokas is there recha? If there is recha, then it's recha milsa. But the machlokas is there recha? V'honami, and says Rav, my case with the karbanos, with a carbonous Pesach, kepaschama v'chaz psucha damya. It's like an open case, and therefore that's why it will be usher, because recha milsa. What do we paskin here? So that is, Rashi here discusses it. We generally paskin recha lav milsa. As I said before, bidi eved. L'chadchilu we paskin recha milsa, but bidi eved we paskin recha lav milsa. Again, the big issue is cooking in the ovens. Tani Rav Kana Breid Rav Chinina Saba. So we're going to have related kashra statements. Bread that is baked with sli in an oven, meaning bread is in the same oven as sablik fleishik, your chicken and your challah is in the oven together. So then, says the Gemara, you're not allowed to eat that with kutach, you're not allowed to eat that with something milchik. So again, why? Because it's at least fleishik it's considered fleishik bread, maybe if you pass recha milsa. But if you say recha la milsa, it's at least like cooked in a fleishik kli, right? It has dairy equipment or fleishik equipment. And we paskin that if something is cooked in a fleishik or milchik equipment, lechad chila, you're not supposed to eat that with, right, with the other type of food. So, for example, if you have noodles that were cooked in a fleishik pot, you're not supposed to put cheese on those noodles. Lechad chila. If you did, you don't have to throw out the food. You're allowed to eat the food. But if you take the food out, the noodles out, so that's the halacha. We pass it lechad chila by Caleb. Okay, at least let's do two more minutes, and then we'll continue this tomorrow. Because the next two lines is the issue with eating fish and meat. Let's read it. Tahu benase da'atve bahadi bisra. You have a fish that was roasted with meat. Asra Rava miparzik lemechla bekutcha. Rava said it's asr to eat that with milk. Fish that was with, so the, according to him, it's a milchik fleishik issue. Fish that was with roasted with meat, you can't eat with milk. Marver avashi amar afilu b'milch anami asr. Even stop dipping it in salt. Forget the mishum of milchik fleishik issue. You can't even eat it in salt. Why? Mikat mishum dekashi larecha. It gives a reach ra to someone's mouth. Uledavar acher. What's davar acher? Rashi says saraas. This is the makar for the issue of fish and meat together. Based on this Rashi, that we assume there was some type of sakana involved eating fish and meat together, and that is why our nihug is not to do it. As the Rambam writes in Hilchas Rotseach, there's a mitzvah daraisa for us to take care of our bodies. We're not allowed to do anything that is also mishum sakana. The Rambam says, harb in Perek Yud Aleph, many things Chazal answered because of a danger to life. The kala over alehen, and anybody who violates them. Ba'omer harini misakin ba'atzmi. It's my life. It's my body. Umalacher malay b'kach. What does anybody else have to do? Anything to do with me? I'm doing it to myself. O eno makbid al kach. Makanos makas mardus. Right. You're not allowed to do anything you want with your body. So that is the Rambam says we have to take care of ourselves and things that are asur mishum sakana. We're not allowed to take part in. This is one of them. The Gemara says it's asur mishum sakana to have fish and meat together. That was the assumption. And interesting, you look at the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Kufta Zayin. The first sif in Siman Kufta Zayin says, you're not allowed to drink water that was left open overnight because you worried a snake put poison in. But you know what, says the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't apply to Bezman Hazeh because there are no snakes. The very next sif says, you're not allowed to eat meat and fish together. Period. Right? There's no second line there. There's no second line of, oh, we don't know what's going on here, so it's mutter. No! That line, that's why the Shulchan Aruch does not say that Bismarck doesn't apply. For whatever reason, either because it's not such an obvious change of snakes versus no snakes, even though medical science might not understand it, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and that's why we are still knowing this. There is a mystery. It's not in the Rambam. Right? The Chassam Sofer writes the Rambam was a good doctor, and therefore maybe he figured out that in his day there was no sakana. But just reading the line in the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that Mepeshu rov bekiuso betibios uberefuos yada debarecha eno mazik, etc. And then maybe he thought it was just roasted together. That doesn't cause it. But again, this is usually what we assume. There is a Magen Avraham in Ha'arachayim in Simin Kuf Ayin Gimel who says that Bizman Hazeh you don't have to worry about it because in Shtanu Ativim, related to that major sugya of, you know, the Metzius might have changed, therefore we don't have to worry about it. But this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch has the various minhagim about how machmir, how much we treat this as a sakana. For example, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to wash your hands in between. Yirchatz yada bein basil adag, right? You don't even want to have any fish left on your hands when you eat the meat, and right, because it might mix in your mouth. The Rama says you don't have to worry about that, or if you just eat something in between, right? The minhag is to be like schnapps, have schnapps in between. Whatever it is, to have something in between, mishum this gemara. This gemara is the source of it all. This is an issue whether there's bittel when it comes to this halacha. Bittel when it comes to isurim, is there bittel when it comes to mishum sakana? So the big issue is, I'm not sure how to, I was asking my wife how to pronounce this last night, but the big issue that the post can talk about is Worcester sauce. I pronounced that correctly? Worcester sauce, because that has some fish in it. And people like to put that on their meat. So the question is, are you allowed to put it on your meat? That's fish and meat. That's that bitul l'chachila. So the OU and most other cultural organizations says, it depends how much there is. Sometimes it says OU fish. Right? When does it say OU fish on it? If you look at some of those, it depends. If it's more than 1.67% fish, so then it has an OU fish label, because that would be l'chachila based on this. But if it's less than that, then we assume it's batul b'shishim, and therefore they would just write OU, and then it would be mutter to eat it with the meat. But again, that's not halakha l'maisa. So where do you say bitul by sakana? Would that be allowed? That's my focus between the Shach and the Taz. We assume, like the Shach, that Bitzel would be allowed even by Tvar Mishim Sakana. Again, there's a lot more here, but this is the source of it. feel free to do more research. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue. Zayim Kaddish. Chaim Bakash Amar Rosakash Baruch Zakhar Zol Fiyuk Chaim Baruch Tarmitzah Shem Baruch Nechavei Zaman Sikol Yadot Zorav Yadir. Kaddish Kaddish Drabanan.